This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A Hamas official and Israeli media announced a ceasefire across the Gaza Strip border as of 2 a.m. local time on Friday in about 1 hour, bringing a potential halt to the fiercest fighting in decades after more than a week and a half. It comes a day after U.S. President Joe Biden urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to seek de-escalation, and amid mediation attempts by Egypt, Qatar, and the United Nations, Biden is expected to make comments at the White House this hour. Israeli media reported Thursday Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's security cabinet approved the truce on the basis of what one official called quiet in exchange for quiet. Rocket attacks by Hamas and allied Islamic Jihad had resumed after an eight-hour pause on Thursday as Israel continued shelling and said it aimed to destroy the faction's military capabilities and deter them from future confrontation. Hundreds have died since fighting began on May 10th, mostly Palestinians, many of them women and children. Health officials in Gaza say nearly 2,000 people have been wounded by Israeli airstrikes. Earlier Thursday, the Palestinian foreign minister and Israel's UN ambassador both leveled accusations of genocide during a special United Nations debate. Palestinian foreign minister Riyad al-Malki called it a massacre and accused the whole world of staying silent. Israeli ambassador to the U.S. and UN, Gilad Erdan, compared Hamas to the Nazis, saying they are committed to the genocide of the Jewish people. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Canadian immigration authorities said Thursday Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's new immigration pathway for Hong Kong residents has received nearly 6,000 applicants 3 months since its launch. The Canadian government announced last November it would make it easier for Hong Kong youth to study and work in the country in response to a new security law imposed by China on the former British colony. Canada is a second home for many Hong Kong residents because their families moved to the Vancouver and Toronto areas ahead of the British handover of its former colony to China in 1997. After obtaining Canadian citizenship, many returned to Hong Kong, which is now home to about 300,000 Canadians, one of the largest Canadian communities abroad. The African Union on Thursday called for a democratic transition within 18 months in Chad, where a junta took charge in April after veteran ruler Idriss Déby died fighting rebels. The new junta, headed by Déby's four-star general son Mohamed, has appointed a transitional civilian government and promised on April 20th to hold elections within 18 months. The African Union underscored the absolute need for a transition towards a democratic regime to be achieved within 18 months and said it categorically rejects any form of extension of the transition period. U.S. President Joe Biden signed a hate crimes law Thursday aimed at protecting Asian Americans who have suffered a surge in attacks during the COVID-19 pandemic. Biden says the Asian American community has been made a scapegoat of anti-Chinese sentiment since the coronavirus outbreak began in Wuhan, China in 2019. Activist group Stop AAPI Hate says there were more than 6,000 hate incidents, mostly verbal insults, in the year from March 2020, but many more were likely not reported to police. EU member states reached a deal Thursday, paving the way for a COVID-19 certificate to open up travel in Europe, just as the operators of the iconic Eiffel Tower in Paris announced a July reopening. The deal will allow anybody living in the EU's 27 countries to secure a digital health pass by the end of June that displays their vaccination status, results of COVID-19 tests, or recovery from a coronavirus infection. The certificate is seen as a key tool to save the European summer vacations, and the operators of the Eiffel Tower, one of the biggest tourist attractions on the continent, announced it will reopen on July 16th after several months of closure due to the pandemic. Visitor numbers will be limited to 10,000, though, fewer than half their pre-COVID levels, according to the AFP. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.